All right, Terry, so the Cavs just wrapped up their West Coast road trip. They went 3-3, and not too good because the three teams they lost to were good teams.
Well, especially when you end up with the last team you play.
The Golden State Warriors, of course.
And let's put it this way, you didn't need to see a lot of that game to see the whole game.
Yeah, I was glad I did not stay up late to watch it.
In fact, after the game, LeBron said, well, we played them on Christmas Day, and we came from behind and won. They only were behind in that game like 14 points.
Right.
This game was like a 20-point game about 7 minutes into it. And it was awful.
So what's going on?
That's a really interesting question. Because if it was just losing to Golden State at the end of this six-game trip, and I've been on some of these back in my old NBA days. It started in Brooklyn, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went to Phoenix.
Wow.
And then they went to Utah. And then they went to Portland. And then they went to Sacramento, and then you end up in Oakland playing the Warriors. So you're all over the map, but let's not act like they travel by covered wagon.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
All right. Or even when I actually started, man, it's hard to believe, they went commercial flights. I flew with them.
Really?
You get up like 5 in the morning or 7 in the morning and catch the first flight out, or you took a red eye.
Now they have their own plane, right?
Their own plane. And believe me, I've not been on these things, but my friend Joe Tate and others have. And this is the way you want to fly. I could tell you that.
Right. Okay.
And nobody's making you slip, strip down to your shorts and t-shirts going through security either. They kind of run you right through, okay. And everything's good.
Pretty smooth ride.
Okay. So, yes, there's a travel element to it, but that's not the only thing. They played three pretty good teams on the trip, and they lost at Utah. They were, I thought, embarrassed in Portland.
Yeah.
See, they argue that, well, we got in because there was weather issues and all that.
Storm, yeah.
But guess what? Portland was coming in from L.A. Portland got in later than the Cavs did.
Really? Yeah, that's true. Both teams had
in fact, trouble. They kind of went to a hotel right next to the arena that Portland did and slept for a few hours and walked over the arena and wiped the floor with the Cavs.
Yikes.
Here's what's happening. They are guarding no one.
No defense.
No defense.
Why?
That's what Ty Lue needs to sit down with his assistant coaches and LeBron James and say, do we intend to guard anybody this year?
Mm-hmm. Just letting them score.
Yes. Here is the key element. Usually you have to rank in the top 10, like what they call defensive efficiency, to win a title.
Mm-hmm.
You certainly have to be in the top 15, which is the half. Right now, the Cavs are floating around 14, 15. Because, a lot of times, we'll just outscore them.
Oh.
And some of their players are good defensively, and some aren't. Kyrie can be pretty decent, or he can be terrible. Now, losing J.R. Smith, who's a pretty good defender, has hurt them some.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Love is iffy defensively. LeBron is good most of the time, as long as he's not upset about something. But I've noticed on this trip, we call it sometimes the grumpy LeBron.
Yeah.
And you just kind of see it on his face. He doesn't like how things are going.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he's taking his shot like from the tarmac of the airport. I mean, where is that coming from? These long three-pointers with 12 seconds on the clock. And, so he's not happy. But he's happy. Tyronn Lue's not happy. Now, does this mean you won't win in June? By the way, June 1st is when the final starts. So that's
goodness.
How far you have to go.
Wow.
But you hate to see a good team playing that way. Now, getting spanked as they were by Golden State could be a good thing for the Cavs. Why do you think?
What, like a wake-up call to get it together here?
And also, you could really put together some interesting film clips. This is what I would do if I were coaching. I bet they do something like, not only from that game, but I would the previous games. Like even when they beat, I watched the Sacramento game. I think they scored like 120 and was like 120-108 or something like that. All they did that day was outscore them.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing in Phoenix. When they won in Phoenix, in fact, I said to my wife, Roberta, we always joke it's a summer league game because in the NBA summer league, you don't get a lot of defense. You get a lot of guys trying to show they can score, run
right
up and down and dunk to impress, scouts and different things because it's rookies and undrafted free. I said, this is the same feel to it. Mm-hmm. So they just got out there outscoring people. But if you're going to start playing some real teams, you're going to have to do better. One of the most meaningful things to me that isn't mentioned very often, I did dwell on it some when I wrote my book on the Cavs, this final score of the Game 7 was 93-89.
Pretty low scoring, yeah.
And that tells you what?
It was great defense.
Yeah, they were playing some defense that day. They took the highest scoring team in the NBA and held them at 89. So that way shows you what?
Yeah, that they're capable of it?
Yes, it does. I mean, granted, Kevin Durant wasn't on that group, but that was how what it was going to take to beat Golden State. In fact, I want to say when they came back to defeat Golden State at home in Cleveland in the fourth quarter, they held Golden State to less than 30% shooting.
Okay.
That's with Kevin Durant on Golden. So they can do it. But right now, they're not doing it. So we'll see what comes next.
All right. And Kyle Korver, the newly acquired shooter from the Hawks, is he trying to find his way to fit
in? I thought he played well the last two games.
Okay.
You know, I think he had 18 points in one game and 12 in another. He's making some shots, and they've had some practice. And here's the other discouraging thing about the Golden State game. They had 2 days off before that. Mm-hmm. So this wasn't like, you know, you got in at 3 in the morning, you had played the night before. It was none of that garbage. No, there were 2 days off.
Okay.
And the last game they played before that was in Sacramento. I mean, it's like 100 miles away.
Yeah.
So let's not have any excuses. Bad game, bad defense, shape up.
Thanks, Terry.
You're welcome.